Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
In total, after studying for 4.5 years, and you should be an engineer in Poland after 3.5. So after studying for 4.5, not being an engineer, I was like, damn it, there's something wrong. I don't know if this is the right thing for me. Maybe I should actually quit. And I did.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by my friend, Michał Kaspczyk. Now, Michał is an incredible podcaster creating clever-hearted showrunners where he helps companies tell stories that matter through podcasting. He's also a talented storyteller in general, organizing TEDx events and being, in my opinion, the best podcaster in Poland. But he also gave up being a civil engineer after years of studying for it. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help. Enjoy the show. Michał Kaspczyk, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Sure.
You sound excited. That's perfect. So
it's a broken bulb after all. So
it's true. They're not the easiest things to talk about, but we're talking about you deciding not to become an engineer despite starting school for it and like getting on that process, getting on that road. And it's a promising career. It's a great career choice. So what got you off? Where, you know, what happened that pushed you away from it?
It actually started pretty well because I went to university. I started studying civil engineering and I was pretty much into it. And the first year was actually quite good. I even got a scholarship because of my grades. So everything seemed to work and I was excited to become an engineer. The idea of creating buildings was very, very exciting for me. And then during my second year of studies, a friend of mine told me that I should join a student NGO because they were forming it, a new one at the university. And it's called Board of European Students of Technology, BEST for short. And they were creating the Wrocław chapter of it. So in my city, at my university. And I thought, why not? It's going to be cool to do something extra at the university, not only learning. But yeah, I joined the NGO. I got pretty hooked up. I was doing some projects in it. I was the treasurer of the organization. I traveled a bit around Europe, and during the second year of studies, so the first year in the NGO, it was still quite okay. I could juggle the two roles quite efficiently, so it was fine. I failed a course or two, but that was pretty normal-ish, I would say, for most of students, and I wasn't anyone special if it comes to that. But then came the third year, and I got more into traveling, into doing projects for the NGO, and less in the civil engineering, especially that the studies were more and more demanding. I had to turn in more projects, and they are actually very time consuming because you have to count a lot, you have to do drawings, and everything you have to do manually, even though there are tools for that, when you're studying, you have to do it manually. And I sucked at it. Seriously, I was so bad. It wasn't hard, but I really couldn't put in the hours to do all this. So the third year was actually pretty hard because I failed so many courses that I had to take a kind of like a not like a year off, not like a sabbatical, but it's you're still studying, but you're taking a break, so you're trying to catch up all the courses that you failed.
Mm-hmm.
So your studies are going to be longer, but you're going to catch up eventually. So I started doing that. But at the same time, I was in the NGO and I started organizing TEDx events. So this took plenty of my time as well. And I basically failed more courses. I failed some courses multiple times. I'm not proud of it. And I've lost plenty of money because of that, because like the first instance of a course is free of charge here in Poland. But for the second, if you failed, you have to pay for the repeat course.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And some courses I failed a couple of times. So it was time consuming and it was expensive. And then after the third year, which third year of studying, not the third year of, you know, the actual program of the studies, I had to take another year off for catching up, which at first the university didn't want to give it to me because they said, hey, you're failing so much. Like, we don't want you here.
Don't take a year off, just leave.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I, since I was active at the university, I knew some people and I was like, hey, I don't want to quit. I still want to do the catching up. And these people helped me actually stay at the university. But after another half a year, so after, in total, after studying for 4.5 years, and you should be an engineer in Poland after 3.5.
Hmm.
So after studying for 4.5, not being an engineer, I was like, damn it, there's something wrong. I don't know if this is the right thing for me. Maybe I should actually quit. So after giving it much thought and being stressed like hell, what am I going to tell my parents? What am I going to do after I do, after I finish? Well, I basically decided to quit, and I did. It was a very tough time for me because I obviously had to find some work without having a degree, without having any particular set of skills. Right now I know that the skills that I've earned and learned during my time in the student NGO, they are priceless. This is something that I basically cherish that time even now, because I've learned so much about organizing, about project management, about communication, which is key if it comes to working with people. I've learned about teamwork, about leadership, like so many soft skills that are hard to learn in theory. You have to actually do them. You have to actually practice them to learn efficiently. And I had the chance to do it in the student NGO. So even though it is a broken bulb, because I've spent 4.5 years on studies that I haven't finished, and I don't even work as a civil engineer, nowhere near civil engineering, maybe for the benefit of people, because apparently I wasn't that good at it. I was probably horrible. But I highly recommend doing some extra activities when you're studying, activities that will help you learn skills like that. The skills I've earned, priceless.
And of course, at the end of the day, now you're doing something different. So feel free to brag a little bit. Tell us, what you're doing now and how you're applying those skills that you learned at the NGO and throughout the rest of your college experience. How are you applying those skills now, and where can we find you?
So I mentioned that I started organizing TEDx events, which was even during being in the student NGO. And organizing TEDx events brought me to being a public speaking trainer. And from that, I started doing podcasting and telling stories. And what I do now mostly is I produce podcasts for companies. I help them tell stories that matter. And the company is called, my company is called Clever Hearted Showrunners. And you can find me at cleverhearted.com. But since I do most of my stuff in Polish, it's best to find me on LinkedIn, because there my profile is in English. But the name is Heart. So I hope that Alex is going to write down or link to my profile in the notes.
I will. I'll have links to everything that you do down in the show notes. I'm excited to share it, and I'm excited to see where you go with Clever Hearted. So with that, I just want to say thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Alex.
And thank you for listening. Maybe those extracurricular activities will be where you find your passion. That was podcasting for me. Just a little hobby I took up, and now it's my job, and I love it. Special thank you to Michal Kaspchuk for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out Clever Hearted Showrunners and cleverhearted.com. Links to all of his work are in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.